Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A real shift in immigration policy coming from the White House. The Department of Homeland Security says it will suspend the deportations of thousands of undocumented immigrants who pose no threat to our national security or public safety. Those who don't have criminal records, in other words, will be allowed to apply for a work permit. Joining us now, Jorge Ramos, anchor for the Spanish language television network Univision. Good morning, Jorge.
Good morning.
Okay, so it's not comprehensive immigration reform, but how does this rate as a first step?
It is very important for 11 million people who live here in the United States who have no documents, who are undocumented. I would say that it's probably for them one of the most important immigration decisions since the amnesty in 1986. It is not helping everyone. It is not giving you the legal papers to be here in the United States. But what it's saying to them, it is at least you won't be deported. If you have not committed a crime, you won't be deported from the United States. And this is huge. I mean, we can talk about all the political ramifications, and critics might say that it has to do with the fact that President Barack Obama was going down on the polls with Latinos, and that he did not fulfill his promise to promote immigration reform. But the most important thing for millions of undocumented immigrants in this country is that they feel, I mean, it might not be completely true, but that they feel, they perceive that they won't be deported. And this is huge.
Well, the administration has previously defended its record on deporting so many undocumented immigrants, more than any other administration, by saying that at least half of them had criminal records and most of the others were apprehended at the border. Do you feel it's been a big problem that undocumented immigrants who are not causing problems according to the legal system have been deported?
Well, I mean, the facts are very clear. I just saw yesterday some numbers from the Department of Homeland Security. President Barack Obama has deported more immigrants than any other president in the history of the United States. President Barack Obama has divided more Hispanic families than any other president. So he had a problem with the Hispanic community, and he was deporting thousands and thousands of immigrants who have not committed any crime whatsoever. I mean, of course, they are concentrated on criminals. Of course, they are concentrated on potential terrorists. But the fact is that he has deported more than a million undocumented immigrants in this country, more than any other person. So he had a problem with the Hispanic community, especially because in 2008, President Barack Obama promised that during his first year in office, he was going to make an immigration proposal, and he just didn't do it. So that's what the Hispanics call la promesa, the promise that he did not fulfill, even when he had control of both chambers in Congress. He decided, of course, for healthcare instead of immigration. But anyway, he made a promise. He didn't fulfill his promise. He was going down within the Hispanic community when it comes to polls. Elections are coming. He needs the Hispanic vote to be reelected, and so he made this decision. He didn't use an executive order. He just didn't want to go that way. However, he did. I mean, it took him 3 years to make this decision. But believe me, within the Hispanic community and within the immigrant community, it's a welcome decision.
We're speaking with Jorge Ramos, who's an anchor for the Spanish language television network Univision. Well, let's go there, since you've started hinting at it, and talk about sort of the political ramifications. It is late, according to many immigrant advocates, but is it early enough to help the president in his reelection bid?
I think so. In the last election, President Barack Obama got 67% of the Hispanic vote. There's no question. History tells us that most Latinos tend to vote for the Democratic Party, and it's going to be exactly the same thing next year. The important thing comes to numbers. If enough Latinos are going to be voting for President Barack Obama next year, and this seems to help him. There's no question about it. Most Latinos favor immigration reform. Most Latinos know someone who is an immigrant, or they themselves are immigrants, and so they do understand the plight of all these people who are not criminals, who are paying taxes, who are contributing to this country, who are creating jobs, who are taking the jobs that no other American wants to take.
Right, but Jorge, yes. Let's just elaborate on the details of this decision here for just a second. I mean,
sure.
They're not criminals in the sense of committing crimes, but there are some who would say that to be in the United States constitutes a crime. Give me a sense of this decision from Homeland Security. Are immigrants viewing this as long as they haven't committed a felony or pose a threat to national security in some way, that based on this decision, they are de facto here legally? Is that how this is going to go down?
No, it's not that way. First of all, the numbers are not very clear, but it seems that there are about 300,000 people under the deportation proceedings. And they are going to be, first of all, they're going to be the first beneficiaries of this new rule from the Department of Homeland Security, 300,000 people. Now, there's about 2 million people, students, dreamers, who want to go to school, want to go to college. Their parents brought them to this country when they were very young. They're going to be the other group of people who might benefit. And then, of course, we're talking about the other 9 or 8 million undocumented immigrants in this country. So, of course, many people think that just by being here in this country, they are committing a crime. However, the White House was very specific yesterday, telling us that they do not consider them within the high priority criminal category. And therefore, for instance, if you have a traffic violation, that won't be considered a high priority criminal category. So,
and it looks as though, Jorge Ramos, with Univision, it looks as though they appear to be moving to what you've called a priority system. They have their high priority. There's people who have committed violent crimes especially. And then there's the non-priority. And then they say that those whose cases get closed, and that won't be anyone, that won't be everyone out of these 300,000. If your case gets closed, then you get a chance to apply for a work permit, but then it's not even automatic for you to get that. So it appears as though it's still not all that easy to get a work permit, no matter whether you get deported or not. Jorge Ramos is the anchor for Spanish language television network Univision. Jorge, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talking about a new announcement from the Department of Homeland Security, the department is suspending the deportation of thousands of undocumented immigrants, those who they say pose no threat to our national security or public safety.